Harlequin Feature and Harper Audio present The Witch is Back by Sophie H. Morgan. Performed by Natalie Duke. To Joe Shalito, soon to be, I'm sure, a household name in fantasy fiction. Without your eternal positivity and incessant nagging, this book would have stalled around page 50. A true friend, a great writer, and never to be matched at singing Club Tropicana. Thanks, pal. Chapter 1. Emma hated birthdays, and there were very few things she hated. She had a long list of things she didn't like. Public speaking, people making fun of her dog for his lack of looks, creating curses, horror movies, being late, witch high society, karaoke, they all held a spot on the list. But birthdays held a special spot on another, shorter list, underlined, written in red ink and with 3 exclamation points. Her human friend insisted that she couldn't hate birthdays. What was there to hate? Attention, Emma had always supplied. It was an easy answer, one Leah always laughed off. And it was half true. Emma really did hate the attention. If given the choice between everybody in a room raising a glass, all eyes on her, or letting 20,000 spiders crawl over her body, it was a no-brainer. Come one, come all arachnids. Witches didn't celebrate birthdays. Why celebrate a day you were born? Where was the achievement? Witches celebrated magic. The lineage, the strength, the rarity. And despite the debatable achievement of being born into a respectable family, Emma's magic was less potent than watered-down vodka. Such was the way of younger siblings. Society, followed closely by her mother, had written her off as useless as far as magical status was concerned. No, her usefulness lay elsewhere. Her other reason for hating birthdays, the reason that had steered the course of her life ever since her mother had seen her playing with a higher family's son and seen a golden ticket. There were, after all, 2 ways a family could rise to higher family status. One way was to distinguish themselves with magic. The other was to marry into it. But that was the past. And now she was here, in Chicago, surrounded by humans and their human preoccupation with being free to live as they wanted, following hearts and passions and squeezing every drop of the lemons life gave them. Which was how Emma found herself reluctantly taking a shift manning front of house at her bar, after their full-time bartender had thrown caution to the excessive wind that gave the city its nickname and followed her boyfriend to Seattle. Well wishes and all that, but damn her for leaving Emma in this position. Emma wasn't good with people. She loved watching them, but shove her into a situation where she had to make small talk and be interesting, and it had the same effect as using a sickening curse on a houseplant. The leaves would wither and drop off, just like any conversation she was forced to be part of. The fact that she co-owned a human bar sometimes made her question her own mind. But this wasn't really her business. It was theirs. Hers, Leah's, and Tia's. Tia, her best and only witch friend. Gloria Hightower had sure made an elemental mistake the day she'd forbidden her 8-year-old daughter from playing with the lesser Emmeline Bluewater. Anyone could see that forbidding Tia to do something was the quickest way to get her to jump right in. Both feet, no floaties, a daredevil grin on her face. And thank the goddess for her, and for toil and trouble, which, while not Emma's first choice of a career, had indisputable fringe benefits. Like how it really, really ticked off her mother. The thought invariably brought a half-smug
sample complete. Ready to continue?